There are many reasons why so many people signed this petition. I think the first one is because most French citizens are very concerned by climate change and want to do something about climate change. So it's not just about being aware about the climate change. It's about their will to do something to tackle climate change. So I think most of the French citizens now want to find a way to act themselves. And by supporting this legal court, it's a way to do something. And it's true as well that many people spread this message very quickly and very far away from our traditional audiences. So it's true that some personalities like French actors and actresses and YouTubers and many strong influencers on the internet spread this message and call many people to sign up this petition.
Can you maybe remind us how this whole movement started?
Yeah, actually we sent a document to the French Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, and to some French ministers to ask them to ramp up their climate ambition and to have strong climate action now. And it's the first phase of a legal court. So we decided to send this letter. It's a climate litigation, a climate legal court. And then we asked people to support this climate litigation. So if in 2 months we don't have any answer from the French government, or if we are not satisfied by the answers of the French government, then we can go to an administrative court and to ask some judges to decide about eventually condemn the French government to do more to tackle climate change.
The Minister for the Environment, François de Rugy, has said he's received the message, but that greenhouse gases will not be reduced in a court of law. What do you think of his response, and has the government made any steps towards you so far?
Actually, we disagree about his answer, because yes, it could be in the court that we are going to find new ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And it happened already in other countries. For instance, in the Netherlands, some judges condemned the Dutch government to do more and to ramp up its climate action and climate ambition. So if it happened in the Netherlands, why not in France? So we have to give it a try. We are not sure, of course, because it's a legal court, climate litigation, but we have to try as many things as we can now to tackle climate change. So we strongly disagree with Mr. de Rugy, and yes, it could be in court as well that we can find some ways to convince the French government to do more.